Om Shanti. 8th October 2019, Tuesday. The essence of today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, remain honest with the true father. Keep your chart of honesty. Renounce any arrogance of knowledge and make full effort to stay in remembrance. Sweet children, remain honest. With whom? With one father. And keep your chart of honesty. Renounce any arrogance of knowledge and make full effort to stay in remembrance. George Bernard Shaw has said somewhere that before we teach our children that honesty is best policy, let us be honest with ourselves. Before we teach this world that honesty is the best policy, let's teach ourselves the very first chapter of honesty, or rather, honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. So Baba has often said this. Honesty is the best policy. Stay honest. And today's entire Murli, Sakar Murli, is based on this one particular point, chart of remembrance, or keep the chart of honesty. There are children who don't write the chart, who don't give the chart. Some say we don't have time. Some say, some don't write because of arrogance of knowledge, and some feel ashamed. They don't write because they feel ashamed. Some don't write because they feel they are very arrogant, because they think that they know everything. And some don't have time only. So Baba said, keep this chart of honesty, keep the chart of remembrance, and give this chart to Baba every day. So honesty, Sachai, Baba said, you have lived in the world of falsehood for a very long time, and that's why falsehood, falsity has entered deep within you. This falsehood has entered very deep within you. It's stored in the soul for a very long time. That's why it will take some time. It's not a one day game. It will take some time to get rid of this dishonesty, this self lying, this self hypocrisy, this self cheating, which we often practice. So let us try to be honest. And there are at least 7 type of honesties in this Brahmin life. The first is honesty with self. Rather than saying that we have done enough, in today's Murli Baba said, children come and they say, we have done this seva, we have done that seva, but they don't tell what is the chart of remembrance. They give the chart of service, but not the chart of remembrance. The first thing is be honest with self. Baba said in today's Sakar Murli again, every day your chart of remembrance should increase. This is Kalyan and this is Kamai. This is benefit and this is the income. So, first honesty is honesty with self. What I am doing in this Brahmin life? What is the stage of my purity? What is the stage of my honesty? What I was yesterday and what I am today. Every today should find me ahead of yesterday. And every tomorrow should find me ahead of today. So what is my chart of honesty? What I was last year, what I was last week, what I was yesterday, what I am today, where I stand today. what's happening in my life, what is happening in my internal world. That's very important. This is me. And this is the circle. I am at the center. This whole conscious stage is at the center, while I am moving on the periphery, which is the body conscious stage. Here is the service, here are the relationships, here is the place where I stay, here are the people with whom I interact, here is the job which I do, here is the interaction with the world I have, here is the speech that I speak, here are the actions, the karmas, the deeds, here are the karmic accounts that are going on in life. But everything I am doing on the periphery, while I am far away from the from the center. Spirituality is the journey from periphery to the center. Periphery, circumference, orbit is body consciousness, while the center is soul consciousness. Unless and until I sit here and do all of these things, everything which I am doing on the circumference without any connection with the center is going in the account of waste somewhere. So it's not getting accumulated. This is the cave of introversion. This is the outside. And here is the extroversion. Here is solitude and here is crowd. Here is silence and here is speech. I am moving here. And I feel I am doing so much. While I should be sitting here in the deep cave of silence, in the deep cave of solitude, in the deep cave of introversion. So spirituality is a journey from the periphery, from the orbit, from the circumference to the center, from the speech to the silence, from the crowd to the solitude, from the extroversion to the introversion. It has less to do with what you are doing. It has less to do because outside is just the reflection of what is within. Actions, and here are the thoughts. These actions are emanating from the thoughts which are in the center. They are not the primary, they are the results, they are the ramifications, they are the echoes of my thoughts. So I don't have to work more on actions, I don't have to work more on speech, I don't have to work more on seva. Rather, all of this which is happening on the circumference is the result of something which is happening deep within me. The inner restlessness would manifest in outside turbulence. So first, accept the disturbances. Accept the disturbed state of the mind. Accept the disharmony. Accept the discordance. Accept the turbulence which is within, the impedance which is going on within. And then this is to remain honest with self. Few days back there was a Murli where Baba said there are very good children staying in very good centers and yet they are very poor in remembrance. Few days back again there was one line in Murli, some of the children who look after museum, yet their chart of remembrance is absolutely poor. So first of all, let me accept. Unless and until I accept. Accept doesn't mean to accept defeat. Accept means positivity. Acceptance means, okay, things are like this, now let me improve upon them. Things have gone haywire, now let me put them right. Let me fix the issues, the problems of the internal mind. So first is the honesty with self. The second honesty is the honesty with God. To what extent I am honest with Him? How much I communicate with Him? How much I narrate Him? How much I tell? Or do I hide few things from Him that are going on within me? The onslaught of vices, the attacks of Maya, the deception, the disturbance, the irregularities in Brahmin life, the breach of principles, the breaking of maryadas. To what extent I am honest with Him, it's very important. Whatever I am, however I am, wherever I am, let me be frank with Him. Let me be candid with Him. I should be very transparent with God. There should be nothing to hide which is within me. Okay, so that is the second type of honesty. Whatever is the chart of remembrance, tell Baba. And in today's Murli, Baba said, there are some children who say that we are always in remembrance. Baba said, Baba will not believe, because that stage will come only at the end, when you will become karmatit. That will be the highest stage, Gyan Parakashta. That will be the highest stage of Gyan. That's not there now. So don't deceive yourself and deceiving God. So second type of honesty is honesty with God, Shiva Baba. The third type of honesty is honesty with Yajna. And when I say Yajna, Yajna does not have any geographical definition. Yajna is institution without walls. It is the wall-less organization. Yajna is spirituality without walls, without boundaries. So whatever things are there in this yajna, am I honest in using them? Or I am misusing resources of yajna? So if you are misusing resources of yajna, probably I am practicing dishonesty. Electricity, light, diesel, petrol, water, food, everything. Am I wasting them? Data. Anything. It could be anything. Clothes. Everything. Everything that is there I am getting from here. It doesn't matter where you stay, in Madhuban or out of Madhuban. Wherever we stay, think of that thing, place as yajna. So this is from this sacrificial fire, whatever I am taking. My sustenance is from yajna. So to waste anything of this yajna is practicing dishonesty. The fourth type of honesty is the honesty with Brahmin family. Am I deceiving my Brahmin brothers and Brahmin sisters? If in any way I am deceiving them, or lying with them, or modifying truth, suppressing truth, or tampering with truth, or trying to do something with truth and making it appear something else than what it is, then in fact I am practicing dishonesty with this Brahmin family. So this is the godly family. This is the divine family. This is the highest family. This is the holiest family. This is the garden. Baba said, I have chosen each one of you. You are one out of millions. You are the pearl in the garden, in the garland, which is around my neck. That was last Sunday's Murli while talking with London Group. So let me remain honest in all my dealings, in all my interactions with Brahmin families, with all the souls of Brahmin family. And then my seva, service, let me remain honest with my service. If I am careless, inattentive, or committing blunders after blunder, such lackadaisical attitude in service does not augur well. So that shows my internal imbalance, loss of equipoise, and dishonesty. So let me remain as much honest as possible with the work, with the job, with the service, with the seva, with the things Baba has given me. The onus is upon me. The responsibility is mine. So let me take, and even if there is something wrong, let me take the responsibility on myself that yes, it has happened because of me, rather than brushing it aside, rather than shaking off, shrugging the shoulder that no, it's not my mistake. So even if something happens, let me take that. So that is honesty. And honesty is contagious. It spreads. For example, there is a story of a shopkeeper. He was extremely honest to the core. So he had a shopkeeper and he was alone there in that shopkeeper, in that shop. And he used to be there from 8 o'clock till 8 o'clock. In between for 1 hour, he would go home for his lunch from 1 to 1:30. And since he did not have any other hand kickstart to help him, what he used to do, sidekick, whichever customer is there in the shop at that time, he would tell that customer to look after the shop for 1 hour, half an hour. I'll just come and come back. So this was his daily routine. He used to go in the shop at 8 o'clock after his breakfast, stay in the shop till 1. Then whosoever is there present in the shop, he will tell them, look after my shop. And he would go to home and come back by 1:30. Thieves got to know about this. And 4 thieves plotted, hatched a plan. And it was 1 o'clock. So one of the thieves entered and he feigned as if he is purchasing something. So this shopkeeper said, would you look after my shop for half an hour? He said, with pleasure. And he left. And this person was inside the shop, this first thief. And immediately after some time, 3 other friends, his thief friends, entered. But by that time, this person who was in the shop all alone, he started seeing things there. And something started happening within him. And then he went and sat on the seat of the manager, on the seat of that shopkeeper. The moment he sat on that seat, something transformed within. Some magnetic force. And the transformation of the heart happened. When the 3 friends came and they were making hurry, let's do fast. We have to steal as much as possible. But he resisted. He said, no, you can't. And there was a fight, a scuffle between them. And the fight increased to such a stage that even neighbors came to see what has happened here. And by that time, the shopkeeper came. And then the police were called. And this first thief, then he narrated what had happened. And he said that I came here with the intention of stealing, abetted with my friends, but the moment I entered here, some vibration, some pull, some magnetic force stopped me and I underwent total change of heart, a sea change. And the moment I sat on the seat of that shopkeeper, his vibrations of honesty changed me. So the police came and caught those other 3 thieves and they left. And this shopkeeper, who was getting older now, he said that this is the right man. I should give my shop, hand over my shop to look after henceforth. and the shop was given to him, and he went on pilgrimage. So, honesty, you don't have to speak out honesty every time. Honesty itself has got vibrations. So whichever place you work, whichever service you do, whatever seva you have, spread the vibes of honesty there. So that is the fifth type of honesty. The sixth type of honesty is honesty with Brahmin lifestyle. Amrit Vela, Murli, food, traffic control, karma yoga, evening yoga, relationships, detachment, night, Murli, churning, and the way we go off to sleep. So these are the 7-8 things that constitute principles of Brahmin life. So am I honest in following those maryadas, those code of conduct, those rules and regulations of Brahmin life? So that is honesty with Brahmin lifestyle. And seventh type of honesty is honesty with worldly souls who are not Brahmins. So you have to remain honest with them also. There are many honest people in the world. I remember one of my friends in childhood. He got 50 rupees note on the road. So he went to the police station to give it back, because it was not his. So many people in the world, they are extremely honest. And in today's world, one should be honest and practice digital honesty. Don't see what is going on in somebody's digital life. People do. They take mobile and start seeing other person's mobile or cells or emails or hacking and so on. So that is also, you are interfering. That's a digital dishonesty. Financial dishonesty. Dishonesty in relationships. So Baba says, don't be dishonest. Whatever that is there, tell. And chart of dishonesty. Chart of dishonesty means, did I lie today? Did I deceive someone? Did I modify truth? I did not speak on truth, but did I modify it for personal gains and vested interests? Did I exaggerate? Did I suppress truth? I did not modify, I did not exaggerate, I did not lie, but I suppressed it. That's also an act of honesty. There are 8 type of lies we will see in some other class. In psychology, they describe 8 different types of lies. White lie, many types like that. So, sweet children, remain honest with the true father. Keep your chart of honesty. Renounce any arrogance of knowledge. The real knowledge is to know that I know not. And make full effort to stay in remembrance. Make full effort to stay in remembrance. Baba said, in today's Murli, one is Gyan, another is Yog. Gyan is Snan, is Bath. Yog? Knowledge. There are 2 places, 2 different statements are there. One is Gyan and Yoga, another is Gyan and Vigyan. In today's Murli, there are 2 different places like that. Which is better? Which is higher? Baba says, this takes long time. Yoga. Those who are Mahavir, they are soul conscious. There is one more word. They are Mahavir. They are soul conscious. They are. No. There's some English word there. They are. They are supreme. They are supreme. Supreme. They are powerful. They are supreme. They are Mahavir. Baba has used the word supreme. Otherwise, he keeps this word only for himself. He doesn't want to share this word with us. But this time he said, you are supreme. There's something new there. Okay. So, be honest. Om Shanti.